Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
The American economy, watching it from the Scala Report with CEO Chris Riegel. Scala, a global technology firm, global and technology, transforming the retail space. So an excellent way to watch not only the U.S. economy, but also the complications and non-transparency of the Asian economies and the struggles of the European economies locked in a war, an intractable conflict with Russia, perhaps for many decades. Chris, a very good day to you. The U.S. economy is hiring. The report from the Labor Department says 528,000 jobs and the jobless rate at 3.5%. Those are positives, except for this complication of two declining quarters of GDP, which in a rough measure of where we are in the universe is consistent with the fact that no two-quarter declines, as long as I'm reading records, have ever not accompanied a recession. So what kind of recession? The Wall Street Journal writes, businesses have continued to hire despite two straight quarters of economic contraction, cooling consumer spending, and rising risks of a recession. So in your measure, let's begin with the national economy, because you travel so widely. At the airports, at the franchises, and in the business centers of the cities, not only New York and Los Angeles, but the important trading cities, have you seen a diminution in activity, and is it sector-specific? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. It seems to be very, very choppy where you have certain sectors of the economy that are getting hammered. Those initially were being hammered by energy prices and the inflation, retail specifically. You've seen that translate into banking and mortgage as the housing market has cooled dramatically. But other sectors of the economy are still doing very well. So it's a non-traditional recession at best. But you're seeing certain sectors as digital advertising dollars are starting to flow away, kind of the first recession within the digital advertising industry ever, and interesting trends around that as well.
Yes, so let's go to the sectors that the Wall Street Journal says are still recovering. This from the depths of the COVID panic. For example, what we have now is that hospitality is recovering, although it has a long way to go. Hospitality and services are what you've been experiencing at the airlines, at the hotels, the rental car agencies. Is the perception that they're still understaffed and hiring, Chris? What do you see?
Very much understaffed in the post-pandemic era because of the continued staffing problems. The expectation with travel today is some form of disruption, longer service times, longer queues at all points, because even in this recovering economy or whatever condition that we're in, workers are still very hard to get and keep. There's still a shortage of workers in the service economy.
I'm told that is especially true in the airline sector and everything attached to it, the airports, the franchises, the services that are attached to all those transportation hubs. Are the planes remaining filled, and are there still a lack of aircraft at some gates, and are the routes still being trimmed back in your perception?
You're certainly seeing fewer flights. The airlines are trying to minimize the amount of disruption to customers by scheduling less and less flights, but crew disruption and short crews are still a condition throughout, but nearly every flight is full. So I think the airlines are operating at a very full capacity, which should generally be profitable for them, except for the challenges with fuel prices.
The Wall Street Journal reports some companies such as Walmart Incorporated and Robinhood Markets, that's the market trading platform, are cutting staff, but overall layoffs are slowly rising, according to weekly unemployment claims. Slowly rising. Now that means no jolt like 2008, when there were hundreds of thousands laid off in month after month for some time. We had talked about Walmart's as a barometer on all of the economy because of purchases. Have you seen Walmart's concerned enough to cut back on staff at their stores. This is headquarters we're told about, not only the Bentonville, Arkansas headquarters, but other headquarters. Are they, say, substituting robots for staff members and doing without?
In all points of retail, you're always trying to find efficiencies to lower costs and do with less staff. The challenge is they've been lightly staffed or understaffed in many environments for an extended period of time. The interesting ones to watch are Amazon doing noticeable downsizings. And then you're also starting to see in many large corporations, travel freezes going on. What the travel freeze means is if you're working for a large, say, telecommunications company, when the quarter is going to be bad, they'll put a travel freeze in telling all their employees you're not allowed to fly, you're not allowed to travel to try to save costs. You're seeing in many large corporations across the country, these travel freezes going in place for Q3 and Q4. If I were to take a guess, that would mean that Q3 and Q4 are not going to be great quarters for a lot of big Fortune 500s, number one. And number two, you'll start to see, as we're hearing rumblings in many of the halls of top 100 companies, significant layoffs in Q4 and Q1. So it certainly seems like the stage is being set for those big job reductions to start soon.
Right. Recession at home has many splendid ways of presenting itself. One of them is layoffs. Another is anticipatory layoffs or cutbacks, just not hiring, sometimes called a job freeze. Let's go overseas. Now, Asia, non-transparent, China in the midst of what appears to be belligerence over Nancy Pelosi's stop off in Taipei. However, the manufacturing sector has been contracting for some time, perhaps because of the COVID, perhaps because of the worldwide cutback, because of the supply chain. Can you read a change in the weather, especially in the trading hubs of the coastal regions or in the manufacturing hub at Guangzhou? Is there a Sichuan, I believe? Is there either a market fall off or a revival?
You're definitely seeing a continued slowdown. The slowdowns hit the manufacturing sector in China broadly because of both the logistics problems around getting product out of China that have happened in the last 12 months, as well as the local Chinese economy slowing dramatically. You also have these pop-up COVID lockdowns, which makes things very tricky. The biggest point to watch would simply be for the electronics industry, the Shenzhen border crossing to Hong Kong, where you're still heavily restricted in export there, principally in theory because of COVID. But there seems to be something larger going on in terms of this economic disruption across China.
I'm told there is growing unemployment, especially among the young people who are graduating from higher education, seeking jobs and finding either no jobs or jobs that are regarded as underemployment. So the puzzle always is about the transparency of the People's Republic of China figures, especially in a political cycle, which is what they are now, because the General Secretary Xi Jinping is seeking an extension. Have you seen disruptions in the manufacturing you're most familiar with, similar to what we saw earlier this year when there were massive layoffs and people were told just not to go to the factory? They were even, as I recall, turning down the power.
Yes, you're certainly seeing that in pockets of industry and in those more discretionary goods. If you think about it this way, if the American consumer is paying a high price for gas, a high price for utilities, they have less disposable income. That translates to maybe less trips to Pottery Barn or to Target. And those are the big customers of China for manufacturing in those discretionary sectors. So it's all flowing downhill.
The supply chain. You were quick to spot when flying over Long Beach and the California entrances to these container ships, the long lines. Are supply chains still disrupted? A slowdown would help them clear the back traffic.
Still certainly disrupted. You're seeing now in freight hubs like Hong Kong, noticeable declines, 7 to 10% as an example, in the amount of freight volume moving through those hubs. So the challenges with supply chains continue, spotty, getting better as they go, but still year for year down. Part of that may be just the logistics and challenges within supply chain. Part of that is a globally cooling economy, which is just putting less demand on the goods.
Especially on the supply chain, the high end, which is the microchips. The U.S. Congress and the White House are in agreement that there is need for, I guess, what is called industrial policy, the CHIPS Act, to build fabs or to construct the fabs network here in the U.S., Ohio included. But you've told me that that's some years in the future. So what is the expectation of the supply chain for microchips, for the stuff that the high-end manufacturers need.
John, it's very interesting. In the last week, you've seen reports coming out of South Korea now of what they're calling a chip glut. The semiconductor manufacturing industry is a very cyclical industry. You have times of very good times and very bad times. What's very odd is that we've gone from a point of extreme profitability in that sector because of shortages, now to what may look like a short-term glut. The short-term glut is being forced by consumer electronics demand pulling back very, very quickly all around the globe. So we're on the other side of that whipsaw, which now may portend in the short term to a glut of chips. In the long term, however, bringing chip manufacturing back to the U.S. and making that part of industrial policy is strategic and very good for the United States.
Chris Weigel is the CEO of Scala.com, a global technology firm. This is the Scala Report. I'm John Batchelor.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.